tell you what we're difficult.
And Harry, I'm not leaving without Harry.
Three of you? That makes the people who say it will be difficult look like blind optimists. There are people who would say that getting three of you out of here is impossible. And those are people who are generally quite positive, you know, real glass and half full type people. That's how hard it'll be.
But can it be done?
We shall see.
We followed her out of the dining hall and into the kitchen, where she opened a cupboard and walked in. We followed her, dodging imaginary hams as we went, and found at the back there was a secret passage.
Where are we going?
To fetch your sister from our nunnery prison. First, though, we need to disguise you. There's nothing so out of place in a nunnery as two young men. Except maybe three young men, or four. Oddly, five seems completely normal.
You mentioned disguises.
Here, put these on.
In the dank corridor, we quickly dressed.
Are you sure these disguises won't raise any suspicions in a nunnery?
No! What is a more normal sight in a nunnery than a giant rabbit and the late Admiral Nelson?
Almost anything.
Now, before us stands a secret door to the nunnery. I only hope the lock still works. It hasn't been used in 20 years.
Harry?
Sorry. I always make that noise when I'm nervous. Feel free to try the door now.
Thank you. Now, follow me and just act like any normal rabbit or late naval hero.
Splice the main brace. Raise the topsail.
Keep calm. There's someone coming.
Haul anchor and make way. Good evening, sister.
Good evening, Admiral Nelson. How nice to see you alive again. And good evening to you, Mr. Rabbit.
I don't believe it. It's actually working.
Now, your sister should be through this door here.
Sorry, nervous again. Do try the door.
Inside, in a large tin bath, was my beloved sister Pippa. Relief washed over me like hot custard over a delicious pie. Sweet, welcoming, and oddly yellow.
Pippa!
Pip! My brother Pip! How happy I am to see you!
If you're as glad to see me as I am glad to see you, then you must be exactly as glad as I am.
Glad? Oh, I am glad. So very, very glad. So very, very, very glad.
Do not be sad, Pippa.
I am not sad. I am glad. These are tears of gladness, not sadness.
I am so happy.
But you sound so sad.
No, not sad. Glad.
It is hard for me to tell the difference in your weeping.
Oh, well, it is quite simple. These are tears of gladness. And these are tears of sadness. They're quite, quite different.
Of course.
So how are we to escape?
I do not know. That makes you happy?
No, this is sadness.
Oh, do not cry, sister mine, for we shall escape.
Oh, Pip. This is gladness, by the way.
Heartened to find her still alive, yet baffled by her emotional fluidity, I introduced her to the mysterious servant woman.
Pleased to meet you, young Pippa.
The pleasure is all mine, hideous bearded crone.
And to Harry, who I think was quite taken with her.
Pleased to meet you, Miss Bin.
Sorry, a bit nervous. Don't get to talk to girls much.
Enough of this idle banter. We must get you out of that bath and escape.
Bath? But this is no bath.
Then what is it?
As you know, I am to be burned as Joan of Arc this afternoon.
Yes.
And like your school, my nunnery only has a meal every 3 months.
Yes.
So this is not bath water. It is a marinade.
No. My own sister destined to be eaten.
But not anymore. Not now you have come to rescue me.
Rosemary, garlic and olive oil. You'd have been a tasty feast, Miss Bin.
Thank you, Harry Biscuit.
I feel funny.
You arrived in the nick of time. Sister Cookswell is shortly to come and squeeze lemon juice over me and stud me with peppercorns.
Then we must leave at once.
Not without my anvil.
Before he died, our father had given Pippa an anvil, which she used to make tiny shoes.